It's time for another guest, another week of My Tunes on the Manx Radio Morning Show with me, Mark Tiley. My guest this week has got a lot of strings to her bow. She's also got an extra name in the last year because she got married. Whereas we knew you were Shelley Langan, now, Shelley, it's Shelley Langan Newton.
It is, yes, since June the 29th.
June, the marriage of the summer. Congratulations, belatedly.
Thank you very much.
So let's talk about what you do. People might know you from business, and we'll talk about that, but a lot of people will know you from singing.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, well, let's go about your singing, first of all. Bombshell.
As we're known.
As we are known. When did that lot come together?
About 3 years ago. We rehearsed for a good few years before we actually took to the stage, as it were, but it was getting the full set list together. That was tough.
Yeah.
30-40 songs, so so we were rehearsing for quite a while beforehand, and then
I think it's fair to say, because I've seen you a couple of times, it's very much a good time band.
Yeah, so we try and do songs that people know but are not really played on the Isle of Man. That's what we try and go for, ones that, you know, they're not B-sides, but they're ones that you go, oh, I really like this song.
Yeah.
So that's what we try and go for.
Now, with a band like that, are you happiest when they're up and dancing, or do you happy if they're just listening?
It'd be great if they dance.
Yeah.
That's really, really good.
It's it, yeah.
Yeah, really good. So even a foot tap or a little whip, hip wiggle, whatever, some movement just to say, yeah, we're enjoying this, it's good. That's nice. That's really nice.
So I know how old you are. I'm not going to tell anybody, but I know. And I know some of the songs that you sing are older than maybe your musical memory, and some of them are banging in the target zone of your musical memory.
Yeah.
How do you find singing some of the older stuff?
I love it. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I've got an eclectic taste in music anyway, so older music or newer music, it's just stuff you like, and stuff. Some tunes just don't go out of fashion.
Oh, that's certain. That's,
they're still there.
Oh, no, that's certainly true.
That's certainly true.
So when, if you look back to when you were tiny, what was the first sort of music that you remember either bopping around to or just singing along to?
First types of music. Well, it's obviously your parents' record collection,
yeah,
isn't it? So I think my dad had some The Four Seasons, Vivaldi, and then also The Police and Christa Berg, I remember, in the car. And then, you know, you'd have the same number of tapes that would circulate around. And Simply Red was a big one.
So. Well, it's still going strong.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much still going. Well, Mick Hucknall, Simply Red, they're touring again. So where are we going to start on this four tunes? Difficult to just choose four, isn't
really,
it?
Really, really difficult. So thinking when you asked about four, I could think of 400.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, how do I approach this? And I thought, let's start from when I'm young and move to now. So that's what those are my... They're like a legacy of songs of each maybe era of my life.
Or I like the I like the thinking. So first one out of the box is what?
It's Hanson Mbop.
Now you must have been very small when this was a hit.
It was brilliant. It's a brilliant hit. Still brilliant now. I was a huge Hanson fan, and I think it was a very, you know, the boy band era of. Which boy band do you like? I think mine was a bit off-piste with Hanson. I don't know if you could class them as a boy band. But I was still buying the albums when I don't think many people were buying the albums. So, I was going to marry Taylor Hanson, you know. I was in the diary. I was writing it in my diary.
Sorry, Taylor, you missed the boat. She got married in June. It's too late.
Oh, sorry, Andrew.
He's fine. He's fine
okay,
with that.
Okay.
He's fine with it. It's the posters you'd have to adjust later.
Yeah. He does complain about them.
We'll be right back. We have got a wonderful guest for the MyTunes spot this week. It is Shelley Langan-Newton. Hello.
Hello again.
Andrew hopefully has got over the fact you're madly in love still with Hanson. We move swiftly on from that.
You can get some counselling.
Yeah, we can sort that out. What did you train as when you were... Where did you go work-wise? Because your singing is like semi, you know, professional. But what were you doing for a daytime job when you started, when you came here?
So I was actually a performing arts teacher. So I moved here in 2010 and I had given up my job as a lecturer across in the UK on a whim that the Isle of Man would be the perfect place to be, and it has very much been. And I sent my CV around to every school, and a certain school picked it up and said, yeah, let's have you in here and you can come and teach. So I'd not taught in a high school before, which was a new experience. But so I spent the first about 3.5 years of my life on the Isle of Man as a teacher.
But it didn't stop there, because we need to move forward to 2018 when you became, is it the CEO?
No, I'm the MD.
MD, Managing Director of Blue Wave Communications. Now, Blue Wave, I remember very well from the late Stuart Baggs, because didn't he set it up?
He did, yeah. He was the founder of Blue Wave, so that was about 10, 12 years ago now.
Yeah, we lost him in 2015, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because he'd been up here. I mean, we had a lot of fun with Stuart, with the late Geraldine Jameson. Getting those two together doing interviews was very, very funny, all around the time of The Apprentice at that time. So did the company sort of park itself until you came along? Talk me through that.
It was bought by a UK company, so that person that owns the company in the UK. So before Stuart was on The Apprentice, he was the apprentice of Professor Adam Beaumont, as he is now, but he owns the company. So there was always a link with the company, AQL and Blue Wave. That's how that relationship continued. There was a lot of things to get in order, obviously, after Stuart passed away, you know, sorting out, and a lot of stuff was in his head. So
he was that sort of guy. I mean, I think it'll work. Let's do it. I think that might work. We'll have 10 of those. We loved him for it, but that's
super
the way he was.
Super entrepreneur. Super entrepreneur.
But hang on, just pause for me, because we're talking about you being in school and teaching dramatic arts, and now you're running a communications company. How did that jump happen?
Still wonder now. So hopefully I've got a lot of transferable skills.
Clearly.
I had been teaching for 10 years. My son was getting to an age of not really wanting to craft with me all summer and wanting to do his own thing. So I thought it was maybe time for, if it was time, there's time for career change. And I had been asked to work for a company in the telecom space in the Isle of Man. And I thought, why not give it a go? I can always go back into teaching. I've got those quals. I've got that experience. And I've still not got back into teaching. So I went from there. I was then asked to go work for a space company on the Isle of Man.
Oh, yeah.
Another telecoms, but in a different sort of sphere. And then when this opportunity came up, I actually called. I heard about the opportunity from a good friend of mine, and I called them and I said, how about me?
And it worked.
It worked. Well, they said, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's
exciting.
Yeah, certainly is.
Yeah.
Let's go to your second song of the week.
So my second song reminds me of when I just passed my driving test, and this is all about me becoming independent and feeling the most independent I've ever felt. I had a burgundy Mini with a white roof, and I had put cushions in the back. It was absolutely my dream car, an old one with the choke, the throttle, all those things. And this was the tape that I had on repeat whilst I drove around for the first time on my own. It's the Fugees, Killing Me Softly.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
refuge you can. Criswell, little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
Time for another chat with our guest this week, who is choosing tunes in what we call My Tunes, M-I Tunes, you see. It's all thought through, this programme. Shelley, you said somebody actually liked the title. They said when you came up to here to do it, they said they liked the title My Tunes.
Yeah, I've had positive responses.
You see, they got it. It's good. We've had a couple of interesting tracks so far this week. We've had Hanson, we've had the Poster Boys, and we've had the Fugees, Killing Me Softly. We'll get on to your third song in a moment, because I'm fascinated by this, because I have to say I hadn't heard it before you chose it, which is great.
Good.
And it is fabulous. So, Blue Wave Communications, you got in there at the end of last year. You are the managing director.
No pressure
at all. You've done a little bit you've been to space, in the space race industry and a bit of telecoms. But suddenly, you've got this whole company to sort out. Who did you turn to for guidance?
I think everyone. I think is my answer. I'd never profess to know an answer, but I always can ask somebody that I know, or a number of people that have got a number of bits of guidance for me. The company is part of a bigger company, so I have a lot of doors to knock on there whenever I need some technical, often technical knowledge. I'm not from a technical background. The guys and lady that I work with day to day have obviously been fabulous in terms of getting me to speed with the business as it stands today. And then for other things, you know, my girlfriends and my now husband, anybody I will ask for advice.
Yeah, well, it's good to have a support network when you go into something as big as that. Now, a lot of us are familiar with what Blue Wave does in regard to getting information in and out of the Steam Packet. We've seen their name on various bits and pieces, but there's a whole load more going on. What's happening with Blue Wave?
Yeah, so there's some stuff that I can't talk about that was in the pipeline. But that will be all will be revealed.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're building, we're just starting to build a big mast on Douglas Head. So we're going to have some communication facilities up there. It's already got it's the old BBC transmitter mast. So we've got planning permission for a 40-metre mast now up there. That's a really interesting project, which I've never done anything like that before. So that's been a lot of people I've had to ask for stuff and certainly a lot of advice. But it's I really took the job because there's some exciting things in the pipeline, and that's really what gets me out of bed in the morning.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Now, this next choice of music, I mentioned I'd not come across it before. Shame on me. Misguided Ghosts from Paramore. Talk me through that.
Yeah, so when I was thinking about different parts of my life that were really impactful on where I am today and who I am, this was a really difficult time in my life, actually. And I had really severe anxiety and depression about 6 years ago, which I have come out of the other side of, gratefully. I really struggled getting to sleep on a night, so I put a playlist together and used to listen to it. To do it every night to switch my brain off, because it was not switching off. And this was the first song that always used to play on the playlist. So it always reminds me of that time in my life that was a really, really difficult time. But I'm so grateful of it, because I'm such a better, more rounded person from coming out of the other side of that. And I think that it's so important to acknowledge those times as well as the good times.
Let's hear it now. Misguided Ghosts, Paramore.
One, two, three, four. I'm going away for a while, but I'll be back, don't try and follow me. 'Cause I'll return as soon as possible. You see, I'm trying to find my place, but it might not be here where I feel safe. But we all learn to make mistakes and run from them, with no direction. We'll run from them, with no conviction. Just one of those ghosts traveling endlessly. Don't need no roads. In fact, they follow me, and we just go in circles. But now I'm told that this is life, just a simple compromise, so we can get what we want out of it. Would someone care to classify our broken hearts and twisted minds, so I can find someone to rely on and run to them, full speed ahead. Oh, you. Just lasted the most, pushed us far.
My guest all this week on My Tunes is Shelley Langan Newton, who you may have seen fronting a very fine band called Bombshell when she's not busy working. Now, tell me more about this band. So when you put those songs together, is it your final choice on all of them? Because you've got to sing them all.
Yeah, so I mean, if I can't sing it, it doesn't go on, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But they do like testing me. They do. We all have a, you know, we all put things, ideas in the bag, and things don't come out the other side. We started off with a playlist that it was from the band they had previously, and we sort of ticked off and crossed off the ones off that list. So we just had something to go with, and then added in over the course of months.
When you're putting these set lists together, are they mostly songs sung by females, or are you equally happy singing songs males?
Yeah, anything. Male songs, female songs. Obviously, it sounds like me at the end. But it doesn't put us off anything.
Now, at the beginning of the week, we talked about you going through the teaching phase of your life and dramatic art. So presumably, as well as singing, there might be an instrument or two tucked away in your arsenal of skills.
I know. I've got a guitar and I play it only for me. I don't play it for anyone else. I can do loads of chords, and that's when, you know, as a single parent, and when my son went to bed at 7 p.m, I didn't have a TV, and I was like, what can I do? So I taught myself how to play the guitar, and I used to sit and sing every night, and that was my thing when I couldn't leave the house when he'd gone to bed. Yeah. So yeah.
I haven't seen you play the guitar.
No one will ever.
No, oh dear. Now, what about composition? Because when you're in a band that's, we've talked about them, they're a great party band, Bombshell, book them now. And, you know, great, great fun, but it's all covers. Do you ever get the temptation to try and write something or not?
I would love to. I never feel that I have the skills. I mean, it's one of those things that I always feel like, wow, you must be so talented to write some music. I would love to, but I wouldn't even know where to start. So I think covering other people's stuff for now is a really good way of learning what my style is.
And it certainly goes down a storm.
Thanks.
Now, I'm going to jump to your final choice because I want to ask you a question. You've chosen something from Fleetwood Mac. Well, hold on to the title for a moment. Given these two characters, who's more influential on you, Stevie Nicks or Christine McVie?
Oh, I don't know.
I asked this a few weeks ago about Ben Hartley, because he was going on about Fleetwood Mac. I said, those two are so different, but somehow the combination is special.
Yeah. Oh, well, they are a special band, and they have so... I mean, I could have chosen four Fleetwood Mac songs. I mean, just... what an amazing band.
Have you ever got to see them?
No, I haven't.
Nor me.
I've heard they're amazing.
I'm appalled that I've never, ever got to see
Fleetwood.
I'll
have to go, Mark.
Yeah, it must do. So which era have we gone for? I see. Okay, talk us through your final choice.
Yeah, so this is the song Everywhere. Mm-hmm. And this is our unofficial wedding song. And I say unofficial because when we got married, we actually wanted... So we had Andrew's auntie sing for us at the wedding, and we asked for this one, but it just didn't work. There's too much instrumental in it, so she sung Songbird instead, which was amazing. Had everyone in tears.
Oh, yeah.
It was very emotional. However, we always played this when we were getting our wedding things organised beforehand. And then... we ended up very classily in Peri Peri Chicken at the end of the night after the wedding. We went rolling. We went to Bath and Bottle and Peri Peri Chicken, and this song came on in Peri Peri Chicken, and I was like, "It's our wedding song! It's amazing!" So unofficial wedding song.
Shelley, it's been a delight to have you with us. Very best
very
of luck with the band and with everything you're doing at work, and thanks for coming on.
Amazing, thanks, Mark.